Well, Ashley, it's good to have you on our airwaves. We've talked to, of course, Dave for years and years and years and years with the Cornhusker State Games, and you're kind of the director of operations now for the Nebraska Sports Council, and I'm sure glad to be a part of it. What a great event this is for the entire state, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You said it perfectly. We are excited to kind of get going here this year, and we have a lot of exciting stuff coming up.
41 years for the Cornhusker State Games. I know we've had a lot of folks here in Southwest and Western Nebraska be a part of this. And boy, it just seems like the list of games and events just keeps on growing every year, doesn't it?
It sure does, yeah. Absolutely. I think we're up to 76 sports now. And we're truly statewide now from Omaha all the way out to North Platte. So we are expanding across the state as well.
As far as the newest events for 2025, can you give me a rundown of a few of those?
So we don't have any new sports this year, but one new exciting thing that we have is we moved most of our shooting sports out to Grand Island, the Heartland Public Shooting Park out there. It's a first-class world facility, great facility to host those events. We have a great partnership with the Grand Island Tourism and Hornady, which run the park out there. So we're very excited to host our events out there and for all of our shooting sports participants to see that facility, because it's really, really awesome.
You always want to have the best venues you can. And sometimes Lincoln and Omaha doesn't, you know, there's maybe a few more out west, and the Grand Island will fit this to a T, won't it?
Absolutely. Yep, for sure.
But you've got your all your favorites, you know, with the track and field and the basketball, and I know pickleball is really kicking up a little bit more. Cornhole tournament, cycling, all the favorites of folks have done this for years and years. They're still there.
Yeah, absolutely. We have all your traditional sports that you mentioned. You know, your darts, your pool, pocket billiards, cornhole, all that stuff. All the info, the sport listing can be found at cornhuskerstategames.com. Click on that sport listing, and you'll see everything that we offer.
Ashley, you've got a deadline coming up Wednesday for folks to sign up and get involved, don't you?
We sure do, yep. Wednesday, July 2nd, 11:59 p.m. is our final deadline to get registered.
How are the signups right now? Can you tell? I mean, with all the online stuff, is it going to be another good number? So far, so good on there.
Yeah, absolutely. Things are trending pretty well compared to last year. I think we're around 5,200 participants, and we expect that number to climb pretty significantly here in the next couple days, obviously, with our deadline coming up.
July 10th to the 20th. I know you have a lot of activities leading up to this. Of course, the day of the first event, you always have a great kickoff, don't you?
Yep, we sure do. Our opening night is Thursday, July 10th, right outside of Pinnacle Bank Arena here in Lincoln. And it's free and open to the public. So if you're around town here in Lincoln, stop by and join us for the kickoff of the games. And watch our torchlighter, who some Nebraska volleyball fans might know, head coach Danny Busboom Kelly, will light our cauldron to get us started.
And that's something, no question. And what the news, of course, months ago of her coming back to Nebraska and being head coach. And I think you got the perfect person to get the thing started.
Yeah, absolutely. I do too. We're excited to have her join us.
All the information, Ashley, you ever want to know about Cornhusker State Games, cornhuskerstategames.com. Hit that website anytime, can't they?
Yep, absolutely.
And looking forward to great, 10 days, 10th through the 20th. Great sponsorship, Ashley. You could not have an event like this unless the backing of some great people to help with this event.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Nebraska Sports Council puts on the Cornhusker State Games, and we are a nonprofit, and like you said, this event would not be possible without our corporate and individual donors that help us put on these events and keep them affordable for all ages and all abilities.
Always appreciate the help. Once again, Ashley, and for the first time, thank you so much. And you guys have a fun time coming up the 10th to the 20th.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.